Welcome to the Daily Chat. I am your host and creator, Cody Lewis. Good morning, everybody. How are you? I'm doing great. Welcome back. Thank you to everybody that came to and supported my wedding over the weekend. It turned out awesome. Even though it was last minute, it turned out beautifully. It was so perfect. We couldn't have asked for a better experience. All around, completely enjoyable. With that being said, I'm now a married man again. Happily married man. I think this is the one for sure. Definitely is the one. No regrets, no nothing. Totally into this. I'm super excited about it. So yeah, that's my news. That's my news for the world. There you go. I'm a new happy merrily man, you know. So here we are, everybody. On a great, what is this, Thursday, I think it is. Beautiful morning, everybody. Like, for real, this is a great morning out here. Davison here in Michigan. Davison, Michigan here. It's going to be 88 degrees today, which is freaking crazy. This spikes and stuff is insane with this. We had, like, what, 2 days ago, I was out here having a fire and long sleeve and some shorts. You know, so Michigan's definitely crazy with the weather, man. You know what I mean? I don't know how or why. But I hope everyone enjoys today because it's honestly a beautiful day. It's a beautiful morning. I can't express this. I'm outside just enjoying the great, beautiful morning that has been bestowed upon me today. Got the dog outside, just letting her run around a little bit, get some steam out, you know. But it's a beautiful morning this morning. The kids are up, they're smiling, their beautiful hearts are shining bright and full of joy and happiness and wonder and curiosity. Super excited. Super excited for a couple new episodes. I'm going to be doing a couple hunting talk episodes here. It's going to be my next recording, as I would like to talk about a little bit of hunting. If you're actually interested or really have a couple good hunting stories or anything, feel free to get a hold of me. We can see what we can for just maybe like a bit of recording. You know, maybe you could, you know, give a little spit about a story about, you know, a buck or some crazy doe story or something, because there's always somebody out there with a crazy doe story. I know one individual that has one crazy doe story, and the whole family swears on it that it was a cow, not a deer. It was that big of a deer. So there's some crazy stories out there. I've heard some, I've been part of some. Yeah. So that's going to be definitely my next episodes, for sure, is going to be a little bit of hunting. So yeah, but as I said earlier, you know, I'm just out here relaxing in this morning, just kind of walking around a little bit in my yard. I got kind of like a little small little plot of land here, nothing big. I got a 10x10 garden that we, you know, obviously grow vegetables in and everything, which, I mean, it's, you know, awesome. It's nice. I love growing vegetables. Eating vegetables right out of the garden is literally, I feel like, a pastime that just never happens anymore. So, it's a great thing, I feel like, to have a garden, especially with my kids. That's my thing too, is where I'm like, you know, I have a garden and I can teach them things. So, you know, like, come out and weed, you know, pick the weeds out a little bit, you know, and we eat green beans right off the plant. Not yesterday. You know, I only got a couple. My plants aren't very tall yet, you know. They're growing, but they're just not very tall yet. My tomatoes are about knee high. So they're about 3 foot tall, about 2.5 foot tall. So that's good. I got some squash, we got some zucchini, so that's cool. I'm not a big fan of those, to be honest. I'm not a big squash and zucchini thing. I had zucchini the other day, and it literally was like eating a freaking Brussels sprout. Not a Brussels sprout, asparagus, apologies. I don't like Brussels sprouts. I like asparagus. Asparagus is good. I like asparagus. Asparagus is good. But no, we green beans right out of the garden and everything. We got cucumber plants. We got some peppers, and then we got a row of flowers that are in here to help attract the bees for pollination and stuff like that. Plus, it just looks beautiful, you know? And the really cool thing about my little area, about my property, too, is it's really quiet. You know, yeah, we live in a trailer park, which is okay. Don't hate against me. You know what? Because my house, I tell you what, you come here, you'd be like, wow, your house is beautiful. You have a nice yard. You have some, I have like 4 trees in my yard. Like, I have a nice size yard, like, for real. It's very nice here. I'm very grateful for what we have, but we worked hard for it. We had to sacrifice a lot to get what we have right now. And that's, you know, that's part of life. And I'm not trying to, you know, make my situation be all like, oh, look at me and all the shit I have. I don't have shit. We don't even own it. You know what I mean? Come on, girl. Come on. Come on, Chloe. That's my pup's name. That's our pup's name. Family dog. We've had her for about a year and a half, 2 years now almost. Yeah. Close to it, roughly. So she's our family dog. She's a crazy riot dog. She's kind of a mutt. I don't entirely know what she is. She weighs like 35 pounds. So she thinks she's a lap dog sometimes. But she's a goofball. Anyways, she's a character. But back to my property and stuff. You know, it's not really my property, we rent it. But on the back fence, though, of the back line of the fence, you know, I take care of it all the way up to the fence and everything. There's raspberry bushes. We got black raspberry bushes just wild growing here at the fence row. So every day I've been coming over and, you know, we've been picking raspberries with the girls and, you know, snacking on some wild raspberries. And they're delicious. They're absolutely delicious. So sweet. Just absolutely tasty. And if you ever get the chance, go, please, get yourself some, like, natural, just right off the vine, right off of the freaking plant, fruit. Just have yourself a bite. There's nothing better than that. It's so good, so juicy. But that's what I love about my place. I have some fruit in the back here, you know? I want to grow raspberries and myself just in general, but you got to grow a lot in order to really, you know, produce a decent amount for the most part, I feel like, because I mean, like, making wine and everything, that's good, you know? So, I don't know about making wine. I could make some wine. Never have. I've wanted to. My family has. My family's made some wine before. So that's cool. Back in the day. My grandfather used to make wine a lot, so that was really cool. So excuse me one moment more. Come on, girl. Yeah, it is a good girl. But yeah, I just enjoy the moment, people. Even in a time of desperation, a time of need, a time of sorrow or grief, take literally 5 minutes, go outside, and just breathe the air, and, you know, just enjoy the moment. Breathe some oxygen and just listen to the sounds. Unplug yourself for a couple minutes. And that's all you got to do. That's all I ask. I'm not asking crazy things of people sometimes. I feel like. But definitely just enjoy the moment for sure. Take a second and relax. Even in any time. Doesn't matter. And just being able to disconnect yourself from the moment to help regain composure, I feel, for sure. You know, keeping composure in a lot of situations will do that. Will help big time, especially if you have kids. Keeping composure with your kids in a difficult or a scary situation tremendously helps. Like, I can promise you that. My daughter had a seizure just recently. And I kept my composure about the situation, called the police, called the ambulances, 911 and everything, got him out. You know, I was calm. I wasn't panicking, even though she technically was gone. I was still not panicking yet. You know, I've reacted the way I should have. You know, some of the military training that I had kicked in a little bit. So I was thankful I had, you know, that background at least. I'm very grateful that I have that that training, because I wouldn't have known what to do. I really wouldn't have. I will give you that. I will be honest with you, I wouldn't have known what to do in that situation. I honestly wouldn't have. So, I mean, in that moment, I tried getting attention. She wasn't, you know, responsive or anything, you know. So I says, you know, she was overheating was really what it was. So that's was the root cause to everything. And she's great now. She's perfectly fine. I just want to jump to conclusion here. She's perfectly fine. She's okay. She's great. Apologies for the wind noises, but, oh, it's so peaceful out here, and it's so perfect. It's like 73 degrees. Oh, I love it. But my kid's great, I promise. Anyways, I tossed a towel on her to help cool her down, to body down. You know, I stripped her down and, you know, tossed a cool towel on her, and I helped kind of, you know, in a way, shock her back a little bit. You know, sometimes in those situations, you got to be careful. It could have reverse effects. I do know that, but... you know, in this case, it didn't either way. So she's great now. She's still smiling, laughing, joyful, running around, having a fun 4-year-old. So no big deal for now. Just got to watch her. Everybody, just watch your kids, especially in the heat. It's getting hot these days. Keep fluids, water, definitely. Get some electrolytes, but not bad electrolytes. You want good electrolytes, not fucking sugar, okay? You want good stuff, okay? If you're not eating a lot of fruit and getting out in the sun for vitamin D, take some supplements if you need it. There's all ways to do these things. I take a vitamin every once in a while. I know I probably should every other day or every day at least, but I don't, unfortunately. I forget to. I am human. But it's not the vitamin that I want. It's not the one that I do want. There's a certain one that I want. It's brand Steel Protein, if anyone's heard of it. Oh, it's super good. It's one of the best out there, I think, honestly. They have, it's all plant-based. It's all plant-based. It's made in the United States for like 25 years. It's all science-backed. It's really good. Really good stuff. Like vegan certified. All this crazy stuff. You know, all these different things. Non-GMO'd and stuff and whatever else. But it's one of the best out there. And I had it for like 3.5 months. And it turned out really good. What is it? Let's see. Yeah, I was on the, what is it? The it's not cheesecake. What is it? I'm so sorry, everybody. I'm having a blank on the flavor. It's it's vanilla. Oh, it was like a vanilla cake or something like that. So it's the vanilla cheesecake for sure, of some sort. Maybe like a vanilla strawberry cheesecake, but they have all kinds of flavors. Anyways, I'm not affiliated or anything like that. I'm just talking about, you know, me. So it's good, trust me. I was on it for 3 months, like I said, and that stuff. Whew. The third month, like, you know, I really felt it, you know, like where I just felt... good. The best description I could give for you is dense. Like your muscles felt denser, where like you could like actually do more, like you felt like you could. It was really cool. I felt great, you know. I felt like I was in high school again. I mean, it's only what, almost 10 years ago, and I'm only not even in my 30s, and that's not like a saying for anybody, you know. It's like a 50-year-old saying, God, I wish I was in my high school age again. Like, no, I'm not that old. I'm perfectly fine. I'm not as strong or muscular strong. A little bit more endurance, I'd have to say. Yeah. It's more of like working muscles, not like weightlifting muscles. It's working muscles, as some people would say. But with this, everybody, I'm going to have to get off of here. I hope everyone has a great day, a great rest of your week. Listen, we have Friday and that's it. So I hope everyone has a great time. for today. Get out there and enjoy the moments. Enjoy the sun this afternoon if you want to. Get out, get some water spraying around. Enjoy the moment with your kids. Everybody, have a great day, please. Be safe, stay safe. And thank you for listening. Hey everyone, hope you enjoyed that episode just as much as I did making it for you. Thank you to my supporters and followers. If you are using Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please, 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 please leave a rating and a review. It helps the show gain more traction and audience. Make sure to check out the Daily Chat's Facebook page. Also remember, just doing it is easier than not doing it and wishing you had done it. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.